Who has seen a yoke before in any shape or form? Almost half. A yoke is an instrument of burden, an instrument of labor that is put upon an animal for an animal to work. But what is needed when we give a yoke to an animal is that if it needs to be effective, it needs to be personally formed and made to fit the animal itself. Or else, if we don't fit the animal right, the yoke will kind of scratch and make the animal uncomfortable, and the animal cannot work effectively. So the yoke is an instrument of labor that is taken upon the animal, and it helps the animal to effectively labor and work and carrying on the burden that is necessary to do the work. But in spiritual terms, the yoke is also an instrument of sanctification. Or in other words, or in other images that is often used, the yoke is sometimes equal to the cross. The cross is the cross that God has given to each and every one of us. And He is giving us, each one of us, have to carry our own cross. And that yoke or that cross is personally made for each and every one of us. Sometimes we look at other people and we say, oh, he has it all good, she has it all good. But we don't know the yoke or the burden that each and every one of us have to bear. That burden or that yoke is sometimes beyond what we can see, what we can comprehend with our own eyes. Sometimes those burden, that yoke, is interiorly. Each and every one of us had that burden, that heaviness, or that things that God had given for us to bear and to labor for. In other terms, that yoke is our vocation. Because God calls us to carry that yoke, to carry that burden, to carry the gift that He has given us. It is the calling that He has personally called us and helped us to become something that is greater than ourselves. We have seen athletes working day and night to achieve better records, to achieve better points, to achieve better standards. We have to ask ourselves in our own spiritual life, what have we done in order to sharpen, in order to mature, in order to strengthen our own spiritual life? Oftentimes we spend a lot of time nowadays, especially in the healthy lifestyle, we spend a lot of time and a lot of effort in making ourselves look good exteriorly. But we have neglected and sometimes forgotten to strengthen and shapen, transform, and deepen our own interior life. We become lazier and lazier, or we become more tired because we're being so focused on secondary things, secondary matter, that we no longer strengthen our own spiritual life. So our soul become weaker and weaker to face temptations. And we see that, and I see that within my own life. If I don't pray, if I don't spend enough time to come back to God in the throughout the day, I'm going to get more weaker for temptations to enter in. So throughout the day, I need to force myself. Sometimes I don't want to pray. Sometimes I'm tired, too tired to pray. But I know that I have to anchor myself, deepen myself, and to carry the yoke or the burden to live out my vocation and to live out what God had given to me at this time. And that is hard. But that takes faithfulness and that takes perseverance. And in order for us to truly understand the yoke that God had given to us, the Lord has said very clearly that He gave thanks to His Heavenly Father. For the Father hath hidden all these things from the wise and the learned, and only revealed them to the little ones. Meaning that we can only understand God when we are humble enough in order to open ourselves up for God. If we only come to God with a list of expectation, the list of what we want, if we only come to God demanding what we want, then God cannot really have a conversation with us. Then God can no longer use us. Then God can no longer talk to us because we're only talking at God. Have we talked with God? Have we listened to God? Have we been humble enough in order to really let God be God yet or not? Are we talking at Him or are we allowing Him to talk to us? We have to allow Him to talk to us through prayer. And that is important because we have so many voices nowadays that try to distract us. The voices of the internet, the voice of trends, the voice of all these things that trying to scatter us, trying to distract us. And we need to have time to settle down, time to reflect, time to discern, time to listen, time to be little so that we can become open up to the wonder and awe that God is working in us and through us now. And that is hard. But the Lord is telling us today that take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. Sometimes we think that people who are meek and humble are people who go around and go like, oh no, I'm not worthy enough. Oh, I can't do this stuff. Sometimes that's false piety. Sometimes we cannot trust that God can work in us and through us. We let our own humanity define and set limits for God. And that's false piety. Sometimes stop God from using us as His instrument and from loving us and transforming us. Meekness and humility, it helps us to stop being pretentious. We don't need to justify ourselves. We don't need to worry about what other people think of us, or we don't need to show ourselves in other ways because we already know who we are. We are meek and humble because we know who we belong to and who loves us. That's what makes us meek and humble of heart, knowing that we don't need to win the favor of other people because we already know who we belong to and who loves us and who is using us and why we're here. It's an identity that comes from inside of knowing who we are and having a relationship with God, in loving God and allowing God to work in us and through us without pretension, without self-justification, without pride. Meekness and humility allow us to become children of God and allow God to work in us and through us. Oftentimes, I often ask young people, what do you think God wants of you? They said, I don't know. And my answer to them is that each and every one of us already have a basic vocation. That vocation or that calling had already been given to us when we were baptized. That vocation is to be daughters and sons of God, to be children of God. Have we really loved God as a child yet or not? Have we loved Him with simplicity of heart, with humility of heart, or are we coming to God a lot of time with bitterness, with resentment, with expectation, and with all these humanity, all this humanness that we carry and wanting God to become simply a provider? Our basic vocation is to be a child of God. And sometimes a child is simply is called to be simple and to be joyful in the love that our Heavenly Father is giving to us day in and day out. And that takes meekness and humility of heart to simply be in awe in everything that God has given us. And once we have that simplicity of heart and humility of heart, it moves us toward an attitude of loving and serving other people. And I would like to use the Psalms to help us to reflect how we're living that out. So you don't say Father Coyett making up stuff. The psalm said, "The Lord is gracious and merciful. He is slow to anger and of great kindness. The Lord is good to all and compassionate toward all his works." Okay, let us check ourselves. Have I been gracious and merciful? Think about that. Have I been gracious and merciful? Or do I bicker and complain? Poor me, pobrecito. Poor me. Have I been gracious for what I already been given and have? And second, have I been merciful? Merciful. That word mercy go back to the Latin root, misericordia, to have the heart to feel the suffering, the pain, the anguish of my neighbor, to feel for their pain and to share that pain deep within my heart, to be moved by love for them. Have I had that heart for my neighbor yet or not? Or we often hear other people tell us, "Oh, I don't judge." But yet, once people go against what we think or what we have expect or demand, we immediately harbor hate or jealousy or envy against them. Have we really been merciful to them yet or not? Second, have we been slow to anger and of great kindness? Or are we quick to anger? I'll admit to you, sometimes I'm very quick to anger, especially, I'm going to tell you this morning, I went to the backyard and Joy and Buddy dig up a whole bunch of holes in the backyard, and I was quick to anger. I took my little stick out there and I give them a small whooping. They just kind of look at me, and then I asked them, they knew exactly what they were doing. Yes, I'll admit to you, I was quick to anger this morning because I went out and I saw my backyard kind of like the moon craters. You know? Have I been slow to anger or quick to anger with my pets or with my neighbor, my family, or even my enemy? Have I shown kindness to other people yet or not? Or am I expecting them to always do things my way? Last of all, have I been compassionate toward everyone yet or not? What is compassion? To have the feeling for compasio, to have the feeling or to have the heart to feel with someone. Have I been compassionate to other people yet or not? You know, graciousness, mercy, slow to anger, great kindness, and compassion are qualities of God. And if we to call ourselves children of God, then we need to be gracious in what He has given us. Be merciful to people that don't always share eye to eye with us. Slow to anger toward people and toward people, especially toward the people, the enemies that we don't like. And show great kindness and compassion toward everyone whom we encounter. If we are called children of God, then we are called to live out all those qualities because we are called to take on the yoke of Jesus Christ, to take on the vocation, the mission, the thing that He had given to us and embrace that with love and live that out. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, talk it cheap. Don't say that you love God. Live it out. Let your actions shows your love for God. Don't just talk. Show it out. Live it out. Take upon yourself and myself the yoke of the Lord Jesus Christ, the mission, the purpose, the work that He has set out for us. Be good children of God by being grateful, by being kind, slow to anger, and all the qualities that I have said previously. It is hard. We don't want to do it, but it is worthwhile because it is given to us personally and intimately by Jesus Christ, who have already loved us and given us everything that we will ever need in this life. May God be praised now and forever, and may our action show forth that love in the way that we live.